ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਕਈ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਜੋ ਹੁਕਮ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਫੱਟੇ ਚੁੱਕ ਜਾਂਗੇ। ਉਹ ਫੱਟੇ ਰੱਖੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ? ਚਰਾ ਕੇ ਚੁੱਕ ਲਿਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਭਾਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ। ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕੋ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਦੇਰ ਐਲਾਨ ਕਰ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਅਪਮਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਹੈ।
This is pure culture, some Sikhs have no indication. What Sikh is all about, cause we have no communication. There's not much PR, not much happiness, not much smiles in our community. Ram Pitta Ji say Ekta, Ram Pitta Ji say Uni. If we listen to our father, listen to what Guru Ji says. To my brothers and my sisters, we gotta change our ways. Vahe Guru Ji ka khalsa, Vahe Guru Ji ki fateh. When we meet any God, sit on the street. Regardless if we know them, should be the dust of their feet. Cause they're Seva, Simran, Nimrata and Preet. Ain't that the base of being a good Sikh? It's sacrifice, justice, Yaar Bar Tyar. No matter where we are, you gotta stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for what's right. Keep history in your mind. Make justice part of life. And don't forget them sacrifices of what the Shaheeds went through, so we could live our life as a Sikh no matter what we do.
Time to open eyes. Go back to the time of 1699, when Singhia and Sings were shooting what they do. And it's time to wake up to show the world that we can have fun.
Listen to Sanjay Nazanji, he stood up for the truth. 1984 was a major test of belief. It caused a lot of suffering, families caused a lot of grief. People still look back today with a lot of why. Many gave Gurbanya, enough tears of blood were cried. The whole of Punjab was silenced, no riots than LA. And on top of that, the government thought it was better to cause more pain. More Sikhs got martyred, more Sikhs died trying. It's been 25 years, Indian government still lying. It's cause we're not agreeing. People call me saving like we're not human beings. Now I'm disagreeing, cause we retaliated and rebelled against the wrong. They made promises, but they lied all along. Human rights, how they don't exist in Punjab. When we ask a question, we're forbidden a jawab.
It's time to open eyes. Go back to the time of 1699, when Singhia and Singh, they were sure in what they do. And it's time to wake up and show the world that we should have bunch of meetings. It's time to open eyes. Go back to the time of 1699, when Singhia and Singh, they were sure in what they do. And it's time to wake up and show the world that we should.
In India, now, some Sikhs don't have a say. When we try to speak, the government still have the way. 1984, they attacked the shrine where we pray. We're forbidden, son Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj late. The government came in wearing shoes and hats. What, carrying big bombs, arms and gas? We weren't even armed, it was a day in history. We came to pay respect for Bandhu Bhasha Shahidi. Little did we know we had a surprise waiting for us. Innocent men and women, boys and girls turned to dust. Bullet holes in Maharaj, deliberately pierced through. Indira Gandhi and the government turned to be so cool. But it worked out, the caste are never attacked first. When you vex Sikhs, you can't face with the worst. We're half the soldier, half the saint. We all the love and all the faith. With Maharaj's kirpa it happened, with Maharaj's kirpa it survived. With Maharaj's kirpa it's standing, caste are still alive.
Dividing Sikhis. This Jatha don't talk to that Jatha, and that Jatha don't like that Jatha, and so on. It's creating hate between the castes of fun. It's time to wake up, Khalsa Ji, and look at the bigger picture. Keep the unity and drop the division, and look at everyone as an individual. There shouldn't be different types of Sikhs, there shouldn't be different types of beliefs, and there shouldn't be different types of Godbari. The castes should stand as one. There wasn't any Farka back in 1699. Why should there be any Farka now? I agree that times have changed, but Khalsa Ji, Sikhis never change.
Gandhi leaves her living quarters on her way to a TV interview with that group she used. She walks down a gravel path, gets to a point at which two guards are standing in detention in front of her, Beyant Singh and Sajjan Singh. She says namaste, greetings, and expects a kind of a friendly greeting in return. Instead, Beyant pulls out a revolver, a 38 revolver, and shoots her point blank. He falls to the ground. Sakam takes his automatic and fires 30 rounds into a prostrate body.
I mean, she got what she deserved. She has got it. And in June, when we said we will kill her, no one in the world believed us. But we have shown to the world we have done it. And we will do it again. Yes, Your Khalistan is not...